And I've lost my bit of paper that's got the numbers on. There we are. That's the right one. If you are a yellow piece of paper, would you sit down? If you're a yellow piece of paper, a yellow penny, you are the pennies that go to the supermarket. You are the money that the supermarket makes on that bunch of bananas. 48 of you. 48 pennies in every pound for a bunch of bananas goes to the supermarket. Now, if you've got a green piece of paper, would you sit down? Not the pale green. 25 of you, 25 pennies, were the cost of getting the bananas from the Windward Islands or Africa or the Caribbean, wherever, to this country. The cost of the transport to get them to this country. 25 pence in a pound. Have you got a blue piece of paper? Take a seat. 23 blue pennies are money that goes to the government. That is tax. That's money that's paid from the country where the bananas are grown to the government there as what's called export duty. That means any money they get, they pay some of it to the government. And some of it is paid to the government here as import tax. 23 pennies on tax. Now, there should be, I've written PG. What's PG? What's left? Pale green. There should be three pale greens left. One, two. He's behind me. Three pale green pennies. Sit down. Those three pennies are the money that the owner of the plantation gets. Three pennies in every pound for a bunch of bananas the owner gets. Now someone, somewhere, will have a pink piece of paper. Ah! I was getting very worried, Dave. I knew there was one penny left. 48 to the supermarket, 25 for shipping, 23 to the government, 3 to the owner, and 1 penny out of every pound left, which goes to the person who actually works on the land, who actually tends the bananas, looks after the plants, makes sure they're watered, cuts them down, packs them. 1 penny in every pound that we spend on bananas that aren't fairly traded goes to the person who grows them. Now that's not a lot, is it? Thanks, Dave. And you know, I've been thinking this week a bit about this because do you do mind maps in school? Do you do mind maps? Yeah, some of you, yes, no. Well, I sat down this morning and I started making a mind map and it's very scrappy, but I wrote down bananas and fair trade. And then I wrote down Ruth being hungry and needing something to eat. And Boaz saying that she could have the food. I wrote down things like the story of, we had on Friday here, there were lots of women here, and they listened to a story about people crying out for God to help them. And God answering their prayer. And I wrote down home access. And I wrote down food banks. And I wrote down all these things that God tells us to do. And this 2 weeks, this fair trade fortnight, one of the things we can think about is the way that we can do this thing that God wants us to do to help us feed people who don't have to have enough to eat, build schools, give them houses, all the things that people need, but by buying cheap food here, keeps them poor. So what I want you to do is to nag. Nag your parents. Most of the time, we're told not to nag. I say to Patrick all the time, don't nag me. But one thing that you can do is nag about fair trade food. I was in the supermarket this morning buying some stuff this morning, and as I paid the lady, she said, are you doing something for fair trade? And I said, yes, we're going to do something in church where they're going to taste fair trade food and ordinary food and see if there's any difference. And she said, oh, fair trade's no good. I never buy that. And I said, you're wrong. And it makes a difference. We need to make sure that as many, many people know about fair trade goods and about giving money to the people who do the work, because that's what God wants us to do.
A final prayer. Let's pray together. May now God's peace and grace and blessing be upon you and upon those you love. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.